Hey Jason, how's it going?
Oh, it's all right. How about you?
I'm doing all right as well. We usually, my husband and I usually try to get a good walk in the morning before we like work out or shower or whatever. And it was so slippery that we like got like half a block away from our house, and we were like, we gotta turn around. We were like a walk in the sleet or the rain or whatever. We're addicted to the habit, and it was like the first time this year that we've had to be like, we actually just can't do this walk right now. It's dangerous. I hope
Yeah, I
everyone
guess
else is.
cold and wet is one thing, but traction is another.
Yeah, usually like it was because we only had like a dusting of snow, and it has been really cold, and then it was like warm yesterday. It was like 30, and so I think that like we if you have like actual snow to walk in, it's usually not too bad, but there wasn't enough to have traction. So but I know, like, I think Ian said he had a couple snow days this week, and it just seems like we're having a good cold spell here across the country. I don't know, how is it up in Canada?
We had some craziness this month where it was bouncing between like everything melting and just like a mess of slush and sleet and stuff. And then it all freezes again. And yeah, it's slippery everywhere. And then it gets bitterly cold for a second. And then it gets warm again. And somewhere in between is a lot of wind as all that air is moving around. And yeah, it's been weather.
How's everyone else's weather doing? Also, I see David I is here. I don't know if it's cold there, if that happens.
What do you think of
Nah,
snow?
not at all. It's
Yeah.
hot here. Hot? Oh my
Yep, it's
gosh.
hot.
That's crazy. Meanwhile, we're all in like the depths of winter.
It's been snowing every day here. School's canceled again. It's now like I just shoveled like 8 inches last night and already it's piling up. It's crazy.
I think here, like, we haven't had like that quantity, but we've had way more snow and more days of actual snow than like I can like ever remember. For Pittsburgh, we don't get that much as compared to like where I grew up in Erie, but it's
Yeah.
still like it's just been a very like wintry winter, which is unusual. Kurt, how's it down in your neck of the woods?
It's like so it got cold and then it looks like it's gonna warm up a little bit like today and tomorrow, and then it's gonna get cold again for the weekend. And of course they got all these dire predictions of either snow or ice. So all the grocery stores are like selling out everything, and I got to see if I can get the generator running just in case, and make sure the propane's all that fun stuff.
It's crazy that people go out and buy like milk and eggs and stuff. Like, it's like the shelves get bare. I always kind of chuckle about that. But well, Ian, it sounds like you're winning the exercise for the month from shoveling all that snow.
Yeah, right.
I think we've now talked to everyone about weather. So, we did our small talk. All right. I'm not sure if anyone else is joining us today. I know Tara could not be here, so we can start with David and ZFL stuff. She did flag a few things for me to go over, but let's start with you, David. How are things going?
Gibble. Yeah, I'm supposed to for 2:07. I've been testing, trying to. So what I did was I created a new user, and I've been trying to test out different combination of permissions to see which would actually get rid of the create request button, create patron requests, button like we want to. So that is still ongoing right now. So I haven't exactly figured out which exact permission needs to be removed. I removed the create the UI and create request permission, and then I also saw another one called UI request dot all, and I removed those. I removed that one as well, and but still the button shows up. So, and I'm still just trying to figure out what permissions need to go for that to work as expected. Yeah.
So the permission set that the UI module has that it's using to make that decision that I sort of highlighted in that comment there, it's the only one that it's checking. And maybe it would be useful to look in the dev tools on the network tab. And while the UI is running, like when you log in, it does some discovery, like it requests some information about the user, and that's what it's feeding, keying on somehow to see what permissions it thinks the user has. So maybe to see if whatever permission sets you're changing around, see if the user actually has that one that it's looking for. Still.
Okay, so I should check with the dev tools.
Maybe that's a good way to go. I don't know. I can look and actually give you more specific information as to which request you're looking for, if that would
Yeah,
be
please.
helpful.
I think that would be helpful. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just talk back and forth and try to figure this out together.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so that's this one. What else is going on, David?
I know for the other things that are assigned to Jason, I think they're pretty much done and just need to be reviewed. That's the translations. That's 1, 1 to 6 and 1 to 6 and 191. I think those just need to be reviewed, right, Jason? Yeah, so
Okay, cool. And
just
you just moved those into review, I think on Tuesday. I will check in with Tara this afternoon. We have a meeting and we can just go over that, see if we can get those reviewed and ready for you.
yeah.
Okay. The topics that Tara flagged for me to bring up today were this requests that are stuck. And she's wondering if you can provide for instructions for a particular person at I don't know if she wants you to contact them, but just like write them with this person as a audience for how to do it. Is that reasonable?
Sure. Do we have
Yeah, I think Florian just needs to know exactly which table to look into.
yeah.
Yeah.
So this is just changing the status to canceled. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. It's not like I feel bad giving this as an instruction on how to manage reshare, but you just have to look up like what the key for canceled is and then set it in the request, and then it should appears canceled. But yeah, let me write that down so I don't forget, because I obviously already have once. What's
And
the number
that's
on this one? Sorry. Five two
this
seven
is
seven
I can drop you the link into chat. Let me do that. Yeah, and this is kind of related to the work that we added this ticket for Kurt, this add close manually to the SLNP state model. And Jakob asked if this was still necessary given your workaround, Ian. But I think we should give their staff the ability to do it in the UI so that they don't have to do this hacky workaround
Yeah.
to set it in the DB. Okay, I just want to make sure you agreed
I mean,
with that.
I understand if it's like if you're weighing it against like, is this not going to last a long time or whatever, but if this is something that needs to happen, that going into the DB is not the way to do it.
Yeah, I think all of the like work is there, I think, or like I think all of the pieces are there. It just needs to be like applied to this particular environment. But Kurt, if this becomes painful, I guess we can reconsider just having them set it in the database. But
Yeah, I don't
I
think
think
it's
we should.
too terrible. It sounds like it's pretty clear on what needs to go on. So, yeah, I can work on that as a problem.
Okay, cool. And the last ZFL thing that she wanted me to mention is that they are going to be upgrading to Sunflower rather than Ramsons. And she's not sure what that means for our test environments. And she asked if we would need even more test environments or if we can just leapfrog over Ramsons. She also acknowledged that might be a Wayne question, but I thought I would pose it here in case y'all had any thoughts.
So
Oh, go ahead.
currently, I know that we did set up an environment for Ramsons, which Jason helped to prepare in terms of modules, compatible modules, right? But I am not sure how well that would fit with Sunflower. So I'm not sure how well the current set of reshare modules would fit with Sunflower modules. So
I'm not
we'll
sure either. I haven't
probably
looked. So.
what?
I'm not sure either. I haven't looked.
Yeah, so that's something that we would need to take a look
at. Okay, and Ian, were you going to say anything different than that, or?
No, I just think maybe we need to make a decision about how we want to interact with Folio. I mean, for a long time, it didn't really matter that much because we were just running it. We were the only folks running it, and we were just using the backend modules. But now that we have apparently, to support running them in the same platform, it seems like maybe we should just choose, like, all right, we're going to support the last two Folio releases or whatever, and just move all of our environments onto that so we're not having to proliferate in terms of environments. We just say, all right, there's two, and right now it's Sunflower and Ramsons or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I think I'll check in with Tara today, but it sounds like maybe we need a ticket to kind of hash out how we want to handle this going forward. But also, there might be some DevOps discussions with Wayne and also Jason. I don't know what it means that you need to look into the modules, but I can also create a ticket for that or link it to whatever this super sup discussion ticket will be.
So the UI has various dependencies, and it's kind of all built as one big blob in the end. And so we can't have some of the things, including the core like stripes stuff, running a bunch of different versions. And so maybe with just reshare, it would be fine to have the front end on Ramsons and the back end on Sunflower, But if you're doing Folio and you want the updates from Sunflower on the front end, then the reshare modules that you bring in have to be able to function with the version of Stripes that comes with Sunflower. And in the case of Ramsons, it wasn't too bad because that wasn't a new major version, so it was compatible. So we just had to let it know that and just update the dependencies to say, oh yeah, it's fine. Actually, I don't even know we had to do that, come to think of it. It did just work, actually, for the most part. There was one little tweak, but it was extremely minor because, yeah, it was the same major version. Whereas I don't know if Sunflower has a new major version of Stripes, and I don't know what issues would arise if we said, sure, yeah, that works too. Like, 'cause I don't know what changed and I don't know what would be incompatible. And so it's a matter of going through the, I can't even articulate necessarily how I do this, but there's this platform complete repository, and I try to work backwards from a tag on that, but they don't tag it with like Sunflower or something. It's like 25 Q4 R2 or something like that. And then I have to guess that, okay, well, the most recent one of these is probably Sunflower and find out what has a plausible name there. And then look at that and see what versions of things it's bringing in. But of course, it doesn't directly bring them all in. And so I pick one of those like UI users or something. And then I look at what other versions of dependencies it has. And that's how I understand what Sunflower is going to depend on. So I'll have to do like that whole dance and then change my local copy of UIRS and associated reshare UI modules, change what they say they can work with. So they pull in this new stuff and see what happens basically when I point that at one of the backends that we have. But if that backend,
Wow.
but then that backend is probably going to be running like Ramsons or something, or maybe actually Kazneely at this point. And then, so that may or may not tell us everything about how it's going to be when it's all Sunflower, but it'll tell us at least if we can build the UI and stuff kind of renders. And that would be encouraging to at least get that far.
Yeah, and it sounds like that will need to be done one way or the other. For this, if they're going to upgrade, so maybe I'll just create a ticket for that investigation. Yeah. Okay.
And so that's also like really fiddly because like we have like a fair number of UI modules and each one of them has its own little dependencies and stuff. And it'd be nice to have that all in one repository, but that's neither here nor there. There's just never been time to kind of like come up with a good pattern for managing UI modules together in one repository, but that would be a nice thing to spend a week on some year.
Some year. I like that.
I'm being realistic, so.
Am I garbly for you all?
A little bit.
I don't know if my headphones are dying or what. I have to switch, but I thought it might not be you. I thought it might be me, so.
Yeah, it's not a little bit. It's not terrible. I mean, I can still understand you, but it sounds more like
Okay.
network garble to me, but that who even knows these days, right?
Okay. I'm gonna switch my audio real quick. David, if there's anything else you want to talk about, you can do it now. Can anyone hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, you're audible, but you sound very different. So that's interesting.
Okay. Sorry about that. I'm gonna try to ride this out in this scenario. But if it gets annoying, somebody else can lead the meeting, I guess. Okay. I was trying to let David I go. Anything else for David before he leaves? Okay. Ian, how are things going for you?
Going okay. I've been kind of heads down on IPLC, but we finished that yesterday, so that's good. Or got it running in production yesterday. Still always more to do. And I believe today I'm scheduled to update the Trove Dev database. So I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna try to get back to regularly scheduled tickets.
So the Postgres update that you're doing should inform some of the other updates that we have to do for the other environments and or for Trove's other environments and or like the other reshare groups.
Yeah, I mean, sure, it'll be the first one. So, done this procedure since last time we did the database upgrades, a year or so ago. I'm hoping it's not that informative. It just happens like it's documented, but yeah.
Okay, and what about the queue component? Is there any testing we need to do?
Not for Trove because they're already there, so they're not getting a module update. But I will be needing to clone the other ones to test.
Okay.
I don't have the schedule in front of me, but whatever the first one is, I'll clone it and make sure it works.
Oh, okay. So you'll be able to clone like their existing setup, upgrade to queue. We don't have to like fuck around with the like Cardinal environment.
No.
Oh, okay. That's fantastic. I was worried about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think long term, like we were talking about earlier, we should really streamline here and run the last two releases or whatever. But right now, we're in the shit, so we're gonna keep doing it. And I'll just update the ones that we need to queue in order to get the DB update.
Okie dokie. Okay, thank you for clarifying that. Okay. That sounds good. Actually, that's not the one I was thinking of. About the Minlink requests that are out of sync. I'm gonna check with Julie. She was gonna run the report to see if we were still seeing occurrences of that. I did talk a little bit with Jakob about it yesterday. And Kurt, I think depending on if like throwing more resources at it works or not. And also Ian, just to confirm, I told him that we were already like restarting their system every day at like 4 a.m. to like clear any
Starting their system.
is that not true? I thought
Uh,
we were like clearing any like connection leaks every day.
um,
Maybe that's not true and I've misremembered.
let's see how long have these been running? Oh yeah, okay. I've got this job called Delete Monitor S Pods. So yeah, because they've only been running for 5 hours. Yeah, so that looks like that's the case. That's interesting. Okay, yeah. We are. I'm kind of wondering. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, like when I talked with Jakob, he said like after if we continue to see these after you've done some tweaks, like the expanding the or increasing the database and if you are doing that restart that should clear out connection leaks,
There is a scheduled restart, and we did increase the database size.
Yeah. So I guess for Kurt, this is a heads up that if we continue to see these problems, it might be coming your way for investigation. It sounds like my current running theory is that because request aging is happening at midnight, and when the requests age for certain ILSs, Horizon and Evergreen, they're also sending an NSIP cancel request item message and have to wait for a response from the ILS. And I'm curious if that's just like too much, I don't know, too much activity at all at once, or if something's timing out on the other side and it's causing problems in ModRS or what. So it, that's just a wild guess. I don't know, but it might have to come your way for more investigation.
Okay, yeah. I hope not, but yeah, if it happens, I will. But yeah, that sounds like an interesting investigation.
Yeah. The thing is that we're only seeing this at Minlink, and they're the only ones that use cancel request item, and I think they're the only ones that have those two ILSs, and it's all from Horizon, or we're like a handful of Evergreen ones, but I don't think they have the same volume as the main library that is that's getting these timeouts. So, but anyway, thank you, Ian. We'll move on to.
Before we move on completely from that, I'm just curious. I remember we did get some fair improvement from adding indexes. And I remember doing kind of one batch of indexes, and then I did another commit with like a separate batch of indexes. Are they running the second one too, or just the first one?
I have to check.
Because that might be a relatively easy thing to try, for what it's worth.
So what were the indexes for? Like what do we add then? What indexes do
I don't remember.
we add?
But like basic things that it does a lot, that it used to have to search through many thousands of records for. One of them, it maybe had to do with the audit lines, because like they have did a lot of it hits their there's like a especially for the central tenant where they have a lot of requests that wind up there and get duplicated sometimes too. They kind of do multiple trips that yeah they wind up with a whole bunch of requests times however many audit entries per request, and so that table grows fairly substantially. And yeah, they have a lot of traffic. I also wonder maybe that we could do something for just retention. Like, do they necessarily need to have in their active database all of the completed requests for however long that they've been running reshare? Or would the last, say, 6 months or something in there be sufficient and we can just have a cron job that clears those out, and then they can, but that'll still be like I believe that deleting them from production database does not delete them from MetaDB. So if they're using that for reporting, that maybe that's fine. Like they'll still have the info, sort of.
Clearing out old requests is a topic that has been floated around both at Palsy and Minitex because for patron privacy. So I'm not sure where they got with that. I don't know how long they would want to keep, but definitely probably would be reduced no matter what option they went with. So we can always expedite that if that would also be helpful for this, but not sure. Well, thanks for reminding us about the indexes. And I think that Minitex was like, I think they were the first one we even did for this, but for that cleanup, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, all I remember is I did it twice.
Okay.
And so I'm curious whether they're running both of them or if it even got merged into any release branches, or I just can't remember right now. I could also go look after this and like
Okay.
link to specific commits and stuff. Would that maybe be helpful? I don't know.
Yeah, let's I'll tag you on this ticket just so you get a what are you gonna confirm? The commits?
Yeah, just to find the commit for the index edition, the most recent one, especially that I'm curious if it's even there, and then see if that's on the release branch for, is it 117 they're running of ModRS? Or I guess it'd be 217 because ModRS or whatever. The 17 one.
It was on 2.17 products. I don't know which exact upgrade, but okay, thank you very much. I think that'll be helpful as well. Jason, how are things going for you otherwise?
I'm slowly piecing together some stuff about this patron request API. I am overdue to start adding some comments on the Reshare Dev channel about where that's going because I have some questions, concerns, whatever. But I can still make it do stuff. As mentioned, I have the request listing thing working and I have a proxy now that lets me kind of run it locally with Stripes so that I can actually use the service instead of just a static list, which is what I was using to make that work initially. So what I've been working on is trying to get the create request form populated with enough or to actually create a request in the patron requests API so that once we have that in our demo system, I can maybe have something tidied up enough that we can push it up in a branch and actually interact with the new patron request thingy. The third piece of that is going to be displaying the requests along with associated actions. So that'll be its own thing. And it might get to a point where I start making tickets for this, but for now, I'm just trying to get like baseline functionality lined up in a half reasonable way. So one thing I'm just thinking about at the moment with that is the pickup locations. And that might be a fun conversation to have with, I don't know, you and Kurt or well, maybe just everyone right now, I don't know. That we need some way to list pickup locations. And Jakob at one point had mentioned that we might just assume that every directory entry that's a child of a institution can just be assumed to be a pickup location. But I don't think in the directory we even have a notion of types of directory entries currently. Do you think, Kurt? I don't think we implemented that fields in the service yet.
So I was just looking for my mute button. No, I don't believe we do.
And of course, part of that is because that for me that was a big open question, because I think we need to have some real thought and consensus around how we want to handle vocabularies, or what we're going to do for that, because I don't think we want the type of directory entry just to be an uncontrolled string. It can just be anything. So that's
Well,
probably why that was like that. And so for the moment, there's no like type, but we can try to get the directory entry for a symbol, and then we can, I don't know if we had this like parent-child relationship thing, but maybe we could add that to the directory first, and then yeah, just have it find all the children of the institution's record. But of course, which institution? How can the UI know what institution it's the UI for? We don't have a mechanism for that either. So there's a lot of questions. I can try to make a comment about that one, as like the pickup location thing is kind of self-contained, but there's a lot of decisions that we need to make, and it's probably better to not like completely just wing it.
Yeah, I did mention to Jakob that you too had expressed interest in like a design meeting, which I think this would fall under. So I don't know where we got with that, but I think that would be useful. I think with Trove, I think we are kind of assuming like if it's a, I know their directory is like kind of way different, but I think we're assuming that any child branch is a pickup location, but that's not how it's working for the US libraries. Like they have a pickup tag that's applied. And I think it will matter because there's like those display and view find when a patron is placing a request. And so I don't think we'd want like ILL office or, you know, like tech services listed as a pickup location there. But yeah, that's just like the one small thing related to this. So I'm not sure how I feel about that, just like making a broad application of the pickup.
Yep, makes sense. So, and then of course, okay, so we need a way to do vocabularies, and also we need a solution for tagging.
Right.
If we're, but like, but if the only thing we use tagging for is pickup locations, then maybe we just need a Boolean for is pickup location. I mean, we don't necessarily need tagging if we don't actually, in practice, need tagging. It depends, but I think it also is kind of plausible that that's just like a broadly useful thing, especially because we're thinking of using the directory for HTTLP and stuff, so.
I tagging's like in addition to directory for requests continues because it doesn't work for a request currently, that continues to pop up as a thing that everyone's still interested in. So I don't know. I know that's not directory tags, but like request tags. I think tagging is generally useful. That's all I'm trying to say.
Right, and so we probably would want to have a sort of pattern for how we implement tagging across our various endpoints, because it would be just kind of nice if it was sort of similar, right?
Yes.
Least in the API level, nothing else. So I don't know. I kind of feel like it would be good to just at least push through and get this thing creating these requests. Maybe just without a pickup location, or just to have it ignore that field somehow. It's currently required, so I haven't quite got to the point where I'm submitting the form yet, but I might just comment out the line where it requires it.
Yeah, maybe until we can like make a decision on that. That's not a bad approach. But it sounds like sooner or later, we're gonna need to dive into that.
Yeah. So I'll maybe try to write up, I don't know what, but a paragraph that
Okay.
could become an email or a Slack comment or a ticket, whatever.
Yeah.
Is this like, is that a ticket for pickup locations or is that a ticket for tagging vocabularies in pickup locations? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe we can start with a just a Slack comment, and then we can create tickets
Go
from.
from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so
Thank
that
you.
I'll just have that in my list of Slack comments I owe you guys, because like there's a few that I've got in my little Obsidian note. It's just like, yeah, I gotta mention that, mention that, mention that. And then this one too. Cool.
Thank you.
But actually, remind me, there was another thing I was doing. Oh yeah, the index thing. Right. I was gonna look at that. And I think I saw a message that Ian already found it, so that's cool.
Oh yeah, he linked it in chat. At least one of them. I don't know if it's both, but I don't know is if Ian's back yet. But I wanted to, I forgot I made a note to ask him about this and then I
Yeah,
forgot.
I'm here.
Oh, hey, Ian. This ticket is a change for multiple item requests or like the field multiple item, and I need to test it with Alan. And so I had asked Jason if this was present on Sydney and Melbourne, which is Trove Dev. And then I never did ask you this, but what branch gets deployed to Sydney and Melbourne, or slash also known as Trove Dev?
That's faster, right? Or main, or I know it's still called master on those, yeah.
Okay. So if that's the case, this should already be there, right, Jason? Like the change? Or do you have to do a special deploy to that main?
The only, yeah, is that possibly right? Open library, RS. I don't see anything recent on master. Am I crazy? Or did we change the name? No.
I mean, the stuff that I worked on went into mess like a long time ago. So
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've only got changes as late as October, which is me merging something in about actions, but so make sure it's there. Is there a commit for this on the ticket that we can look at?
I think I did link this. Which commit are we talking about here?
This is when I think Jason worked on it was wait.
So there's this change delimiter to fields, blah blah blah. Or is it moderates? What are we looking for here?
I think this is the proper commit. This is related to item ID, which is
Okay,
what this
this.
ticket is
Can
about.
you open that one more time? I just want to look at the date. September 30, 2025. Yeah, okay.
So this should already be on main.
It should, yeah. Yeah. Is there something that is it not working or?
That confuses me because Trove reported this as a problem in production, and we definitely upgraded their reshare, their ModRS since September 30th. So they should have this, but it's not.
Yeah, we can. I mean, we can just look for that commit in their branch, and you can find out if they have it or not.
Let's see here. For and forward ported to the master branch here.
Good. So.
Oh, he says this was tagged after the most recent release for Tropa. Oh, maybe we just did a broker update in October. I'm not sure. I'm so sorry.
Okay, I'll sort it out. Can you just drop that commit? Is that that's are we sure that's the commit that we're looking for, by the way? Before I this thing?
Yeah, this is the one that Jason said has the work for item ID. Is that right, Jason? This is the proper commit, I assume.
Well, why don't you just drop that one in the chat and I'll check where it
Okay.
is in terms of the Trove deployment.
All right, thank you. Got the right link, GitHub. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I am testing like I'll be testing with Alan tomorrow. So if it's
Oh, wow. I was muted the whole time. Interesting.
yeah.
Cool. Anyways, there's also a commit on the master branch that Kurt has. And it's also, I think, relevant to Trove lately. Like
Yeah,
it was the one to do with the.
that was the one with the thread safe, and some
Exactly.
ML generate. Yeah, that was back in October, I believe, wasn't it?
Something like so. We probably want both of them, so maybe we just want to merge master onto that release branch and cut a new release once we've determined that we're happy with that stuff. Because I don't think there's been much else that's changed. Obviously, look first, but it seems like that might be the way to go to keep things semi-organized.
I have a faint memory that I was going to create a release ticket, so to gather what we need to deploy for them. So I can do that and make sure that everything is included that needs to be. I haven't talked with them about doing an upgrade or anything, so I'm sure they would want to test and verify in their test environment before we actually scheduled a production upgrade, but like it would be good to have those things all in the same spot.
It appears to me that this is in master, but it is not. Oh, and it's been re merged to the release branch, but there's not a release that is deployed for them yet.
So does that mean it's in Trove Dev, like because that is on main and or on master, but it didn't get folded into a release for Trove, for like Trove Test and Trove Prod?
Okay.
Is that like correct?
It means that it's in master, so it's on Trove Dev, but it
Okay.
is not in release RC16, which is the one that they're running. So if we were to cut new release now, then we could deploy that.
Okay. I will confirm and test with Alan tomorrow, and then I will create the release ticket that I've been talking about. And that would be, we would be creating RC17.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, thank you. All right, oh, geez, sorry, this mouse is really touchy. Jason, anything else before we move on to Kurt? You are muted.
I appreciate that. Yeah, because like switched headsets around because they're totally broken. This one doesn't have a mute button on the headset, so it's been an adaptation for me. Appreciate the forbearance there. No, that's good. Thanks. That's probably enough.
All right, thank you. Kurt, how are things moving along for you?
So I'm primarily focused on FrostLink 198, which is I'm still kind of in the muck of it as I'm learning the ins and outs of the stuff in the broker. But it is, I think, very useful and helpful, and I'm, it's making me get my head around some other stuff. So I'm hoping to have some working code at least that we'll test and validate that we can then move on from soon, just with the JSON generation for the state model. So that's kind of where I am with
How
that.
do you feel about the broker so far?
It seems reasonable, there's just a lot of it, and it does a lot, but what I've seen so far, it seems not bad.
Cool. Because, yeah, that's one of the trade-offs is that Go is so much more verbose, too.
Yes, we're more both, and it's just different ways of doing things,
Very much so.
even like Jakob and I had this whole talk about how we needed to make this data be owned by a certain sub, well, it's not even a subclass, like an interface or implementation, but there's not really a way to embed data within a struct yet to initial it's yeah, so anyway, it's just different, so
But because you're so familiar with the state model, this has it been like a, like you said, like kind of a good like introduction or like a logical place to dive in
yeah, it
or
is. I mean, it makes sense, and and just in how we're doing the state model and the broker versus how ModRS has it, so there are some differences that we're and how we're looking at it. And there are also some questions to be answered about going forward, like whether we're going to try to do anything similar to the way we do qualifiers, or no, or just try to restructure things so we don't have to do that kind of thing. So there'll be some crossroads, but right now I'm just doing some basic stuff.
great. So I mean that sounds like that's pretty much like where your focus is at. So I can't imagine you have many other updates otherwise, but is there
No, that's about it.
anything else?
No, it's that I don't really have anything else than that.
Okay. Sounds good. I think we have now talked to everyone. Is there anything else that we want to discuss as a group?
I'm still hoping we can have like some way to have all the team together in these meetings, so that like, excuse me, yes, I'm poking at the broker now a little bit, but it still feels like the broker stuff is still kind of off to the side from everybody else, and we don't actually hear from the developers for CrossLink, so I don't know, it feels like,
Yeah, it would be good to talk to Adam and Yanis and Jakob and Kurt and me at the same time in some context somewhere about so that we're all on the same page.
I check in with Jakob and Seb on Wednesday mornings, and I did express that you guys had said that at Thursday's meeting when they weren't there, and that we really need to have like some sort of like level set meeting, and also like that there's a feeling of disconnect from the rest of the team. And so it's been raised. I actually asked Jakob if we need to reconsider how we're using these meetings. Because I'm not sure, when we were dead set focused on Trove, it made sense the way that these were structured, but now I'm not sure if we can try to find a way to have at least one dedicated meeting where everyone's here to talk about dev and design, and then maybe have one that's more focused on support, which is kind of how this Thursday meeting works with ZFL. So, I just want you to know I did relay that message. So I'm not sure how we're gonna go forward, but I'm trying to get some traction on that topic.
Thanks. Appreciate you advocating for us in that way. I do wonder if we're going to like repurpose them, that it might almost be better to have the like, because like now the Tuesday meeting's been cut down to half an hour, right? So if anything, we might want to keep the shorter meeting being the keeping the lights on one that involves more people, and then the longer meeting be the one that's focused on trying to figure out where we're going from here.
That's a fair point. I just think that like ideally like you would have like these design conversations earlier in the week so that you had days ahead of you to work on things with some prior. I guess you could do it at the end of the week though too and have things kind of set up for your next week. But yeah, I that's fair. You know, maybe I'll just post this directly on the Reshare Dev channel and be like, yo, we need to talk about this. So, but maybe I'll give Jakob one more DM about it before. Well, I mean, I actually talked to them in person about it, but or in a meeting, but
No, you should go to
okay.
Copenhagen.
Yeah, maybe I'll just propose a Copenhagen d developers meeting. Like,
I'm in.
can me any income, please?
Mean, that's kind of what we did earlier when when Folio was starting off. They did have like a Copenhagen developers meeting.
And we started the Connector framework and all kinds of things. We often got together at this kind of time to ensure that we're on the same page. It wouldn't be the
Yeah,
craziest thing.
I feel like we did used to do that more often. I don't mean like obviously there's
We were a smaller team too, so it was easier. And we
so
were less broke.
that was another thing I was gonna say, but yeah, I do feel like the geographical divides and the time zones are starting to bite us.
American border was less intimidating.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Canada. I'm not that far.
Yeah, but then the Americans still have to go back through their border, which is the
Yeah,
Chilean issue. It's not
I'll
like
risk
the
that.
sea fight that concerned.
Look through your phone and stuff nowadays. Yeah. That's right. I have to delete all my memes and stuff. Anyway.
But I, you know, that's a fair point. Even if we can't do it in person, like maybe we need to have some, you know, like have a week or a handful of days where it's like everyone's committed to working like together, you know, making some changes to your schedule to be flexible on both sides so that we can have some dedicated like time for this. Because I think you're right. You know, even if we can't support an in-person meeting, like having some focus time would be useful.
Maybe, but I think actually having it as an ongoing thing, because we are working, like I think we have a reasonable-ish plan and cadence towards, like we're working towards something here. So I don't want to lose that momentum either by kind of like drawing a line in the sand and pulling everyone away from it. So I do kind of think having a occasional meeting would be better than one big meeting.
Okay. Well,
It's just,
I
but right now we don't really have that. It feels like our only go-between is Jakob, and we only get to talk to him every 2 weeks.
yes, that's clearly not gonna be sustainable, so all right, well, let me see what I can push on here, and you know, maybe we need to find a different day. I'm not really sure for like this ongoing meeting, like what would be best for everyone. But we've got to find a way to be more in line with each other. And there's a little bit of pressure from on like Seb and I are going to be working on like a more of a formal like project plan and timeline for what we need to do for this project, because there so far it's been, we're tackling kind of like the known and basic like functionalities, but there's going to get to a point where we need to be a little more directed, and also that'd be good for the reshare community to have a plan presented to them. So that's also coming, which I think will help guide things a little bit more as well.
But the tricky part of that also is just how many little details there are. I mean, that's the thing with any sort of rewriting of software. You forget how much went into the original thing.
Yeah,
Because
and
they
there's
kind of built up over years, right? And so, yeah, like just for example, how, oh yeah, start out, make a prototype as a UI. Okay, great. So how do we do pickup locations? Oh, how do we do tags? Oh, how do we do vocabularies? Like that all just falls out of the woodwork. And so, and that's just this little part of it. We haven't even tackled like whole slices of it yet, like the post LMS stuff or the whatever the, there's like this patron thing that I still don't fully understand. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's a big system. There's a lot of stuff. So we're gonna
Yeah.
have a lot more surprises. So it's hard to plan now and feel like, here's our roadmap, here's how long it's gonna take. When we know for sure that along the way we're going to hit all these little details, we can have like a broad shape with the thing, but it's.
Yeah. Well, I think any shape is better than no real shape. So, even if it's not down to all those specific details, yeah. Well, I can't say that it's not interesting. So,
Yeah, we're not bored.
yeah.
But when were we, right?
Yeah, I don't remember being bored. Okay. Well, I'll let you guys all get back to it. Thank you for meeting again. And you know where to find everyone. So, reach out if you need anything.
Good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Sarah.